What does the communion mean to me? In the 6th chapter of Matthew, the 14th chapter of Mark, and the 22nd chapter of Luke, we find Jesus eating the Passover. It was the day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed to commemorate the Exodus from Egypt. For the Jews, this was a celebration of life, reminding them of the sacrificed lamb, the blood on the doorpost, and freedom from slavery. But for me and us, this is a celebration of life. It's reminding us of Christ Jesus, who is our sacrificial lamb, who sprinkled his own blood on the doorpost of our hearts. He brought us out of death and into eternal life. And Jesus told us to celebrate eternal life by continuing the Lord's Supper or the communion in remembrance of Jesus until he returns. Ken and Andy, you could go ahead and pass out the elements if you would. And some of you, I hope you'll be flexible this morning because it's a little different. The scripture does say unleavened bread, and that means a cracker, and that is unleavened bread. And Ricky and I, every single Sunday, way before you people get here, we share that same bread, taking communion every Sunday. So I know there's something fishy about it. Most of them had a smile. I tried to pick out ones. I finally got sick of trying to search through. A lot of them got a smile on them. And while they're continuing to do that, I'll just read some scripture to you. To take part in the Lord's Supper is a supremely serious thing. Callous communion means spiritual weakness. So let us take due care. Man has a way of messing things up. So Jesus had Paul the Apostle give us some basic instructions in 1 Corinthians, starting with Luke chapter. Would you guys go ahead and pass that out if you wish? 1 Corinthians 11:26-31 says, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord." But let a man examine himself, or a woman examine themselves, and so let them eat the bread and drink the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment on himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and they are sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Now, having said all that, let us reflect upon what Jesus did for us when he hung on that cross Let's examine ourselves before we eat the bread and drink the wine. Let's take a few minutes of silent reflection. Lord, you have called us to this communion table. We're not alone. For here have sat the martyrs, the servants, the kingdom people of all the ages. And here, today, are others who would learn what it means to call you Lord and Master. I want to be great in the kingdom, and I know full well that that will demand a stripping away of the greatness of this world. No power or status counts at your table except the power of your blood and the status of a servant. As I taste the broken bread and drink of your cup, give me a new value system. May my striving be only to give myself away for things that will last forever. Now the Lord Jesus, in the same night which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And I don't have any communion, sir. Why, thank you. It's a good start. I don't know if you've done it already, but this is my body. You can take and eat. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, and as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." We acknowledge, O God, that there is so little in us that is lovable. So often we are not lovely in our thoughts, our words, or our deeds. Yet you love us still, with a love that does not ebb nor flow, a love that does not grow weary, but is constant year after year. O God, may our hearts be open to that love today. With bright skies above us, the world around us bursting with life and beauty, how can we fail to respond? We invite you to reign over us and make us truly your own. May your healing love invade our most innermost hearts, healing sorrow, healing pain, healing our frustrations, healing our defeats and our despair. May this day create within us a love for you, a stronger stuff than vague sentimentality, a love which seeks to know your will and to do it. So grant that this day of hallowed remembrance may be the beginning of a new way of life for each of us, a new kind of living that shall be the best answer to the confusion and the challenge of the evil in the days we live. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.